Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILF.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Scott Eckersley taking your calls, 393-3700, 393-3700. I'd like to bring Tom Crawford back in. Tom, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Jack. I'm on Interstate 75 north of Flint, head to Saginaw.
Ah, that away. Hey, I want to talk about a couple of high school football games last night. Dave Benton and I going through the area teams left, and a couple of them in action today. I'm anxious to see the Williamston result today. But two games last night of note. Sexton just never quite able to get over the hump against Edwardsburg, and the wing tee offense and some quick traps proved to be the undoing, and a seven-point loss for the Big Reds. Can you put their season in perspective?
Well, I just think Dan Bogan's a great coach. I mean, he's so consistent with that program. And, you know, Najee Miller had that injury early on. It's still a great season for them. They have high expectations over there and continued declining enrollment. You know, this is the sad part about Sexton High School. I really don't know what their fate is down the road, you know, as far as what's going to happen to that school. And so that's on the sad note of that. I really wanted to see them advance, and I thought they would have, although I wasn't familiar with Edwardsburg very much, to be honest with you, but it sounded like a shootout because I was seeing on the Twitters last night score updates on it. It was back and forth, it sounded like.
754 students, I want to say now, for Sexton. It's
That's
declined
it?
That much.
Is that, it is, it's below 800. You
definitely.
Know? I mean,
definitely.
I don't know what they're going to do, and I'm just wondering. This is purely speculation from a good mutual friend of ours, Jack. I'm not going to name him.
Yeah, but, I know what you're talking about.
Maybe, who knows if Dan Bogan doesn't end up at Eastern. And, you know, and Sexton either isn't around for too much longer. I mean, you theorize about some of those things. You just can't keep a school open when in an urban school setting like that, when you could just, you know, they're going to upgrade, you know, they're going to try to enhance Eastern's academics and all that stuff. Maybe that's going to be the school with Eastern and Everett.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point because Eastern has had tremendous coaching turmoil, and now Richard Woods stepping down. A lot of people thought he had done a nice job under the circumstances, taking over that position from Tommy Boyd, but didn't have the time to get everything done, and he has a pretty important day job. The Michigan Supreme Court. So he decided that he was going to concentrate on that, and now Eastern back looking for coaches. I'm sure they'll have a lot of quality applicants, but I don't know how you do much better than Dan Bogan if that's an option. Not to say that he's going to leave Sexton. We don't know that. But as you say, I've heard that rumor as well, and a lot will depend on what they think the fate is of Sexton down here in the very, very near future. So something is going to change. It's not going to go on this way with declining enrollment forever.
Right. And Jack, I got to give a shout out to those DeWitt Panthers. I've been telling you that, you know, it's tough to watch them advance. Because Jeff Kimmerly called. He said the winner of the East Lansing DeWitt game was going to end up in the semifinals. Sure enough, DeWitt's there. And seventh time in 10 years tells you what kind of consistency the Rob Zimmerman program exudes every year. So hats off to the Panthers.
Yeah, and you make a good point because each of these teams has had a little different character. It's not as if they've just said, okay, we're going to plug and play here. This year's team, different from last year's, but here they are with that 45-41 win and resilient. It's almost as if you say, all right, what do we have to do to win this one? And we'll come up with a way to do it.
Yeah, they did with Nathaniel Deke, 170 yards. And, you know, I know these Lansing kids thought he was a load trying to bring him down, and he's a tough kid, 200-pounder, probably the most physical back in the area. And he certainly had a big night for DeWitt last night, led them to victory.
Well, you saw a lot of outstanding backs in CAAC Blue, and certainly the Sexton guys, not just Onijah Miller, but also Dominique Hoyle, again, another 199 yards last night.
Right.
But there are some very good backs in red and in gold. And you've got a situation here with Nathaniel Deke that I wouldn't want to try to tackle him one-on-one.
No, you got a gang tackle. You know, he's 200 pounds. He's a three-year starter. you get a guy who started for 3 years, you know he's pretty physically mature, and he just had ingredients. And we always talk about their passing attack and the Higbees and Jordan Johnson and that aspect of their offense, but this kid, he's the glue on that offense, and it'll be interesting to see how they do against Orchard Lake St. Mary. It seems like that's the brick wall. It was for East Lansing a couple of years, when Isaac Harper was playing, and they got kind of blown out. DeWitt got knocked out by him last year. Such a juggernaut, Orchard Lake St. Mary, and hopefully they can make that hurdle next week. If it is Orchard Lake St. Mary, because I'm getting ahead of myself, they still have a game to play today.
Right, exactly. Play Redford Thurston. Tom and Dave, you know, I've seen so often a team you think is going to win a championship and something happens and it does not. And then the next year expectations drop a little bit and they have some unfinished business and they come back and take care of it. We've seen it a lot in college hockey with Michigan State and Michigan winning NCAA titles the year after they were supposed to win the title. We've seen it a lot in professional sports where that happens. And this might be one of those years. Everyone last year was saying, okay, this is DeWitt's year. This is DeWitt's year. And then it didn't happen. Maybe it's going to sneak up on some people.
Yeah,
yeah, I think. Go ahead, Dave.
Jack and I were talking about it in the break. A lot of times when you have a team that rolls over everybody game after game after game, and then you get into the playoffs and you get going, and then you run into problems, you don't know how to handle it. But then the next year when you have a team that may not be as good on paper, and they struggle in some games, but they find ways to win those games. A lot of times, you're a lot more battle-hardened, and you're a lot better off once a playoff run comes around.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very valid point, because I keep saying, I always go back to that 2002 Ohio State team, and they beat Purdue, and Michigan State's had that characteristic this year as they're going through a very fine season.
You know what, Michigan had it when they won in 97, too.
Yeah, exactly. DeWitt's been doing it all year. I mean, they haven't obliterated most of the teams they play. They've had some tough battles, and then that's when you do indeed get battle-tested, and you need that kind of experience when you get in the playoffs when it's one and done.
Yeah, and, you see that with a lot of teams. Michigan this year, for example, is somewhat similar. Now, you've got a few games you're going to win, you have a few games you're probably going to lose, and then there are some games in the middle, and depends on how you play. Michigan has lost this year 3 games, And in most cases, it's been pretty obvious how it was going to turn out in the second half. But the close games, the Notre Dame game, the Indiana game, the Illinois game, the games that were winnable, Michigan has won those games when they lost them a year ago. And that's probably why the Wolverines are having a much better season. Tom, man, we'll talk with you a little bit later. We're going to chat with Mohsin Mohammed coming up in just a couple of minutes. Hope that we're going to touch base with Will Thiemann, Jim Jackson, supposed to be with us a little later as well, if he can step out of a meeting, and he did the Michigan State Eastern Michigan game last night, so we'll talk with him. We'll be right back.